Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of When Am I Gonna Use This? So as you may or may not know, I am in graduate school, not for math. You can hear my dog, she's running around. She's looking for her tennis ball. So not in math grad school, I'm in grad school for exercise science. And believe it or not, there's a lot of math that shows up, not only in statistical analysis of whether or not, you know, one variable correlates with another variable, but also just regular, just human local motion, seriously. Something we are concerned with right now is energy and the capacity to do work. So energy is the capacity to do work, but we think about it and we learn in physics and we hear in physics, well, what is work? Well, it's the product of a given force over a given distance. So let's put that into practical terms, right? Let's say you're in the gym. You're working out your biceps. You look in the mirror and you see the pump and you're like, oh wow, I'm getting the gains. But when you are doing the actual bicep movement, bicep curl, or whatever movement you're doing to pump up those biceps, you can think about it, the force. Now, the force is within your body, right? So the force is generated by your muscle in order to get that weight up. Sometimes your muscles fail you and you end up failing your big lift. That has only happened to me one time, and it had to have been the most embarrassing moment of my life, because this was back in my undergrad, and I was in a room. It was called the functional training room, and it was just this big built-up CrossFit-style gym, and it had all the equipment you could possibly imagine, and all the equipment was colored so beautifully, so nice, and it was honestly a privilege to be in that room, and we started to do our one rep max squats, and right at, you know, they put on two plates and I'm like, okay, this is easy, whatever. And then right up 315, I felt like it could go either way. And when I went down, it's not that I couldn't get up. It was just that my balance and the motion going, like I felt like I was gonna fall forward. I don't know, that could have been an issue with where I was placing the bar. But 315 failed. And I was like, no, there's no way. There's no freaking way. So I get back in there and I try it again. And I get it, but that was the last time I ever one rep maxed. So I'm sure it's gone down. I don't know, I don't really lift for strength anymore. I just lift for fun. So anyways, so back to what we were talking about, work. The capacity to do work is energy, and work is the force through a given distance. So what is that distance, right? So there's a few different things you can think about. There's a few different systems. So a system is an organized functional unit. And depending on what perspective or what reference point you're talking about, the amount of work done is different. For example, if you're talking about the actual muscle, you can certainly measure the force that's being generated by that muscle. And that has to do with things like force plates and all these things, all this fancy machinery that exercise scientist use that I have no idea about because I've only been in the program for 2 months. I'm still learning, so. Something called a force plate. I don't know. Anyways, so if you're inside the muscle, the distance would be the actual lengthening or the shortening of the muscle itself. So that could be kind of tough measuring. So I think what the traditional scientist would do, even a physicist, they would convert whatever weight you're lifting into kilograms and multiply that by the gravity constant, and that would be the force. The force that you are generating upon that weight, right? And the distance from your palm up to wherever you stop, or wherever you stop your bicep curl. I don't know, maybe your biceps are so huge. Shout out to my boyfriend, LOL. He's gonna be so mad, oh gosh. Maybe your biceps are so huge that you can only curl like 7 inches. And then your bicep is like, oh man, it's too big. I can't, you know, like can't fully go to my collarbones. Or maybe you have noodle arms like me and you can bicep curl all the way from your hips up to your acromion process, all the way up to your shoulder, all the way up to your scapula. Oh my gosh, I have to tell y'all guys, I have had this absolutely amazing, life-changing, and such, I don't want to get too hokey, but like certainly a blessing to teach human anatomy and physiology at my university. And let me tell you, these kids, they're something else. They're just a hoot and a half, but so am I. So we get along. We were talking about microscopes because on their first lab exam, there was going to be some questions about various parts of the microscope, all of this. And to be honest, I don't even know the parts of the microscope. And I've been, you know, in and out of biology. I've been in biology for like, I don't know, 8 years now. And the first time I actually truly used a microscope was when I was teaching this lab. I don't know why, but in my undergrad, we just never used microscopes, or if we did, they were not of this caliber. So anyways, we're talking about magnification. And it was so very interesting because, you know, these are exercise science majors, pre-nursing majors, pre-med, all the things. You know, I get to know them. I get to know what they're up to, you know, where along in their process they are. I definitely, certainly try to give them advice. Just because I feel like I didn't have a lot of good advice when I was trying to figure out a lot of things. But I just try and be encouraging and nice to them as best I can. So we're talking about microscope and magnification. And the objective lens automatically magnifies something 10 times. But then the arm lenses, I could be messing up the nomenclature, so I do apologize. But the lenses that you change towards the bottom, towards the slide, change the magnification as well. Sometimes it's 4 times, it's 10 times, or 40 times. And it is actually a task to ask these scientists in my class to figure out the magnification. And I legitimately have to walk them through how to multiply 4 times 10, 10 times 10, and 40 times 10. It's interesting to me because when we're growing up and we are, you know, talking, it's always, when am I going to use this? When am I going to use this? Well, you just never know when you're going to use it, right? You don't want to be embarrassed. You don't want to be that one that's like, I don't know how to multiply this by this. So just like flexibility, just like strength, just like everything in your daily life, typing, staying in tune with technology, cooking, reading books, reading literature, watching the news, staying current. If you don't use it, you lose it. So, my challenge for you today, or this episode, is to maybe think about next time you're in a place of physical activity, think about the force you're generating. Certainly, don't try and calculate it yourself, but just take a moment, breathe, and just thank your body and thank your muscles for allowing you to move through this world as you wish. Until next episode, get out there, get moving, have fun with math, and just smile. Bye, y'all.